Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour, celebrating 20 years in the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Richard Rawson in front of me. Richard is the president of Insperity, has been with the company since 89, president since 2003. Full disclosure again, Insperity is my presenting sponsor. Richard, the friendship that you've given me has been a blessing in my life. I've enjoyed our friendship. I appreciate the way you have befriended me. I've learned a lot from you, mostly just the style and grace that you have as you do your business. So I'm going to compliment you on that. You're writing on global radio. But you've announced your retirement.
Yes.
And we're bittersweet about that, Richard, because we're glad that you're going to be able to have some time with you and Don and the girls, but we're sorry because we're going to miss you day to day hanging around. But I got the feeling you're not going to go too far off into that good night. You're going to keep your hand in things a little bit. But I want to know a lot of you're a baby boomer. You and I both are leading edge baby boomers.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about this. I tell people I'm in the fourth quarter of my career, not the red zone, but the fourth quarter. What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, Jim, and first of all, let me just tell you, it's been great having the relationship and knowing you and Devonna and all these years. And it's so mutual. And, you know, when good people get together and meet, just good things happen. And that's been the result of this relationship, and it's a pleasure for us to know you and call you a friend.
Thank you.
Because we do, and we mean that very seriously.
I know you do. Thank you.
But I think, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this retirement gig, and, you know, I don't like the word. I think it conjures up things in my mind that you know, it just doesn't feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
So
it sounds like waiting to die, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
you're not either, are you?
I'm not taking that one at all. But for me, I believe the better word to use is reorganization. Reorganize. I'm going to be reorganizing my life.
You're going to reinvent yourself in another way, aren't you?
I very well probably could and will. You know, to me, it means just not having to be what I would call under the pressures that you have day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
Not having as much of a timetable, being able to sit back and really contemplate and think about things like we were talking about in the last segment.
A little more context.
A little more context. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, I think people need to do that. And I personally never recognized stress until about 18 months ago.
Really?
And then all of a sudden I started realizing, I'm going, you know what, I don't really need this.
It sucks.
Yeah, it just does. And why do this, you know? Why do that? So obviously, you know, my role here at Insperity is going to be, I'll be signing off in about 15, 16 days. But
you're going to remain on the board, though, aren't you?
I am on the board, yeah. As the shareholders elected me to another three-year board gig last year, so I'll be on the board through the shareholders meeting in 2019. And after that, then we'll kind of see what happens mm-hmm. there. But, you know, I've still got – I dib and dab in several other small – businesses.
You got some other investments,
but also
a lot of charities. I know yes. You and Don are very much involved in helping people.
Yes. Yeah. So we're going to continue that, obviously, going to travel and going to, you know, dig into the reading stack and finish reading your book. one of the ones, the top one on my list.
So you'll be ready for the test in a couple of months?
I will be, yes, absolutely.
Richard, I've got 30 seconds. Any last thoughts that you'd like to tell anybody out there?
I just want to tell everybody that's listening and that does listen that, you know, this radio program has inspired so many people over so many years and given them so much good advice. And if you're in business for yourself, running a small to medium-sized company, you really need to pay attention to what Jim has to say week in and week out. It's just awesome.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. That wasn't exactly what I was thinking you would say. But thank you, and enjoy your reorganization.
Thank you, man.
Richard Rosser, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes. And we'll get him back again. We won't let him get away. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.